And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by checking out the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. Our show this morning is brought to you in part by the good folks over at The Law Group. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call, 910-251-6088. Well, we are just a couple of months away from the 2025 municipal elections. These will be taking place in the vast majority of counties and towns and municipalities across the state of North Carolina. I know still maybe a little hungover from November's election last year, but some very important municipal elections coming up in our area. The biggest elections that, of course, we are going to be watching, the city of Wilmington, as well as some of our beach towns, Carolina, Curie Beach, Wrightsville Beach as well. The local Board of Elections has a nice swanky countdown clock on their website as they count down the days to the local election. 119 days, 27 minutes, and now 0 seconds until that whole process is set to unfold coming up a little bit later on this year. And, you know, for the city of Wilmington, this is going to be a very important election for Republicans. We turn back the clock just a couple of years, and you can look at those results. We'll take you back to November the 7th of 2023, when Democrats had an overwhelming sweep of the city of Wilmington in their elections there. Democrats David Joyner, Celette Andrews, and Kevin Spears, the top three vote getters for those three open city council seats back in 2023. They were flanked by a Republican and at the time incumbent Neil Anderson, John Lennon, and Catherine Bruner, the three Republicans running at that time, unable to secure enough votes to gain, at the time, Republicans, a single seat on the city of Wilmington at that time. That left just two Republicans on the city council, that being Luke Waddell, who has announced his intentions to run for re-election this year, and Charlie Rivenbark, the two Republicans on the council. The rest of it, Democrat majority and Democrat control. So there's going to be a lot at stake for Republicans in this election cycle. And we do know of two individuals for the city council that are running. Luke Waddell announcing last week, putting some commentary out on his social media channels, that he is officially running for re-election. He is seeking another term on the city council. And Richard Collier officially filing yesterday, with candidate filing beginning across the state. Richard Collier announcing that he is in fact running for the city council. He is the second Republican running for that position, the first to officially file, as Republicans look to continue to hold the seat for Councilman Waddell and pick up another in Richard Collier and restore some sort of more balanced, I guess you'll say, governance to the city council, which is right now overwhelmingly Democrat controlled. And one of the very interesting things that we are going to be watching inside the city council race is the mayoral race. Longtime Mayor Bill Saffo has announced his intentions to run. He did officially file yesterday as well. He has been the mayor of the city of Wilmington for quite some time. And the rumors, well, they have come to fruition as Jonathan Barfield Jr., former county commissioner, he lost his election back in November of last year to retain on the new Hanover County Board of Commissioners. He is going to be running for mayor in the city of Wilmington as well. Now, a couple of things to kind of understand about how these municipal elections work, and I'll pull back up these numbers from the 2023 election, just so you can get a sense of what we're talking about vote-wise. Incredibly low turnout. Right? You're looking at all of the eligible voters that could have voted, more than 100,000 individuals eligible in, for example, this contest for the city of Wilmington. Voter turnout was 21%. An incredibly low number of individuals turn out for these elections. And you can see just in some of these numbers, David Joyner, the top vote getter in November of 2023, he only won with 8,600 votes, right? You're talking about, and I say only, but when you look at elections and you look at the grand scale of elections and how all of this plays out, these are very low and have always historically been relatively low turnout elections. And it can be the case that 7, 8, 9,000 votes can earn you a seat very handedly on the Wilmington City Council. And obviously, as you get into our beach municipalities, Curie, Carolina, Wrightsville, and some of our smaller towns over in Brunswick County, those numbers are even smaller. So when you look at what's going to go on here with the mayoral race between two Democrats, now it is important to also note that these are considered unaffiliated elections or nonpartisan elections. When folks show up to vote coming up later this year, they will not see an R or a D or an I next to anybody's names. There are no party affiliations listed on the ballots. Now, the individuals themselves, many of them are registered with one political party or the other. But like you saw in the November election last year, as you worked your way through the ballot, you know, looking at things like president and then continuing that process and continuing to work your way through the ballot, you have school board, court races, judicial races, all of those candidates had either an R or a D next to their name. That is not the case for these municipal elections in the vast majority of our municipalities, at least locally. In some other areas across the state, they are partisan municipal races, but here across southeastern North Carolina, they are not. Meaning that it is, you know, name ID, money to be spent on advertising, mail, and then, of course, the work of the local Republican and Democrat Party to engage voters, to get volunteers out, to turn out either Republican or Democrat voters, depending on the side that they are vying for and trying to help out, to pull those Republican and or Democrat candidates across the finish line. So when you look at what's going to happen in this mayoral race between Bill Saffo and Jonathan Barfield, it's an interesting proposition. Both of them are Democrats. Bill Saffo, I would argue in my time following local politics, is a much, much more moderate Democrat than somebody like Jonathan Barfield is after he served over a decade on the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners, unsuccessful in his reelection bid and reelection effort last year. He has now decided that he is going to run for mayor of Wilmington, challenging another Democrat. And the reason I brought up the fact that these are, by definition, nonpartisan elections, it is very interesting to see two very well-known Democrats, Bill Saffo, who the vast majority of people throughout the city of Wilmington and New Hanover County are familiar with. He has been a namesake for a very long period of time. And Jonathan Barfield, who has served plenty of years in public service. His father served on the county commission as well, a well-known individual, relatively high name ID. The fact that they are both running for that same position, and it's probably more accurate to note that, you know, for Mayor Saffo, he's been in the job. He is the incumbent. He is filing and announcing he's running for re-election. And to have Jonathan Barfield step into this position is very interesting and is putting the local Democrat Party in a very interesting and tricky situation. Getting into these details, I've had this story on my list for the last couple of weeks and just have not had a chance to get to it. But as 1 week ago, back on July the 1st, the New Hanover County Democrat Party did what they call a straw poll. And with that, there is a relatively small group of local Democrats, I believe they met down at CFCC, to conduct a straw poll. And it's how they go through the process of picking the candidates that they want to support. Again, in a nonpartisan election, you can have more candidates than open seats. And we saw this last go around as I pull up the 2023 results once again. You'll see Marlo Foster at the bottom of this list. There were three seats open. You had David Joyner, Sled Andrews, and Kevin Spears, those three Democrats. Neil Anderson, John Lennon, and Catherine Bruner, Republicans. Marlo Foster, also a Democrat. However, he did not receive the support of the local Democrat Party. And you can see there in the results, he received significantly less vote totals than many of the others, a half of the votes that David Joyner received, 8,600 for Joyner, only 4,300 for Marlo Foster. So this Democrat straw poll that they run has an incredible amount of influence. And last Tuesday night, while it was not without drama, the poll designed to narrow down the party's candidates for Wilmington City Council and to decide who the party will formally endorse for the November election included four candidates for three open council seats and two for the mayoral race. Mayor Pro Tem Clifford Barnett, who is a Democrat and currently on the board, was first elected in 2017, will not be receiving the party's support. This is very interesting. Clifford Barnett has been on city council since 2017. He's currently the mayor pro tem. He is a Democrat and votes with the Democrats, and he got snubbed by his own party last week. The party will support J.C. Lyle, Cassidy Santaguida, and a third individual, none of whom are incumbents. However, they did earn the party's endorsement for those council races. Barnett declined to say anything after the vote was announced last Tuesday night. However, Jill Hopman, the chair of the New Hanover County Democrat Party, said, quote, "We are excited to support three excellent, strong women. That being said, I am personally sad that Councilman Barnett wasn't one of the winners tonight. Yes, but that isn't about what I personally want or what the executive board wants. This is a process that was democratic, transparent, and that includes the whole party." So they decided to choose three unelected individuals for their backing, their support there. In the mayoral race, longtime incumbent Bill Saffo convincingly beat Jonathan Barfield, who, as I noted, is a former New Hanover County commissioner whose presence in the race has fueled some frustration within the local Democrat Party. Barfield declined to participate in the straw poll, believing he didn't have a shot at winning and that it hurt, quote, black candidates. Exact results for the race were not immediately available. However, candidates who lost the straw poll still, of course, do have an option for running. And as we look at that, even regardless of not receiving the support from the County Democrat Party, Clifford Barnett did, in fact, file yesterday. He is an incumbent mayor, current mayor pro tem. He has officially filed and announcing that he is going to run for re-election within the city council, but will not, in fact, being seen as not being endorsed and not get the backup, the support, and all of the resources of the local Democrat Party. This is playing out in a pretty remarkable fashion already. We are still 119 days away from the election, and controversy is already brewing at an incredibly high level within the Democrat Party. Now reading from the WECT article, in 2023, the straw poll endorsed David Joyner, Sled Andrews, and Kevin Spears, leaving Marlo Foster out. The three-party endorsed candidates won later that November, leading Hopman and the party to running another straw poll this year. The poll consisted of roughly 600 delegates, primarily county party leadership, including its executive committee, precinct leaders, auxiliary precincts, elected officials, and convention delegates from different voting precincts within the city of Wilmington. In an interview last Monday, a former county commissioner, Jonathan Barfield, called the straw poll, quote, "a process of exclusion that reminded him of the Democrat Party of 1898. Wow. I'll remind you, the Democrat Party of 1898 was the same Democrat Party that was responsible for the riots that took place in the city in 1898. right? There's, of course, in revisionist history told and explained by the left, and in many books and other sorts of literature, they, of course, omit the fact that it was the Democrat Party back in the late 1800s that was responsible for ousting black elected officials throughout the city of Wilmington and New Hanover County. But it, in fact, was the Democrat Party. And to see Jonathan Barfield, who has been a lifelong Democrat, claim that this straw poll reminds him of the Democrat Party of 1898 is absolutely remarkable. He continued his comments to WECT News saying, quote, "For me, the fix was in, as folks had already chosen who they wanted to see in those seats. I want nothing to do with it because it's a poll I can't win. It's almost like going into a fight with both hands behind your back and expecting to fight someone. You can't fight that way." Now, as you can imagine, Jill Hotman, the head of the local Democrat Party, pushed back against that notion, saying that the straw poll is a fair process designed to help Democrats win in November. She denied ever pushing Barfield not to run, but she told him it was unwise to put his legacy up against another popular longtime incumbent. That would, of course, be Democrat Mayor Bill Sasso. Hotman told WECT News, "What we have heard again and again is that voters haven't seen certain candidates. Voters do not agree with certain candidates' previous decisions in office. And I think this is also a reflection of why voters vote the way that they do. It's not a very easy and unfair label that the party is not supporting the black community, because all we want is for the black community to be involved with our party." In May, Hotman called it a disappointing and exacerbating decision that Jonathan Barfield was running against Bill Sasso, believing that it would hurt Democrats' chance of holding the seat. However, to this point, no Republican challenger has emerged. Bill Sasso has been Wilmington's mayor since 2006 and has largely cruised in his bids for re-election and is currently the longest-serving head of the city of Wilmington. Along with other candidates, he briefly spoke before the poll Tuesday night, asking for the party's continued support and saying that he wants to work to make Wilmington an attractive city to live. So I go through all of that to set the stage for what is likely to be a very, very messy process for Democrats over the next couple of months. You've got Jonathan Barfield essentially calling the Democrat Party, well, not essentially, calling the Democrat Party racist. This is the same Democrat Party that has supported him in all of his election and re-election bids as a member of the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners, going as far as equating the modern Democrat Party with that of 1898, responsible for the race riots here in the city of Wilmington. So you've already got that drama playing out. Jill Hotman pushing back and saying, that's not the case at all. We are supporting black candidates. However, looking at the information, you've got both current Mayor Pro Tem Clifford Barnett and Jonathan Barfield, who are both African-American individuals, not receiving the party's support. And it is setting the stage for a very interesting process to unfold here for Democrats. They've got four candidates running for three seats, three of them receiving endorsements, the incumbent not, and two Democrat candidates running for mayor. You've got, and those two individuals are strong people. Bill Sasso has been the mayor for almost 20 years. Jonathan Barfield has served on the county commission for almost a decade. So you've got these two individuals who have very strong personalities, very strong name IDs, and are likely going to split the Democrat vote very heavily. Now, the only other person who filed yesterday on the Democrat side of the aisle was Cassidy Santaguida. She previously ran for county commissioner, lost that bid. She is now giving it a crack within the city of Wilmington And she is one of those three candidates that the Democrats have, in fact, endorsed and will appear on Democrat sample ballots, will appear in all of the literature and in all of the volunteer efforts that do unfold within the local Democrat Party over the next couple of months as we get closer and closer to the month of November. So that brings forward a very interesting question. It was noted here at the end of the WECT article. I'll read it again. In May, Jill Hopman, the head of the local Democrat Party, called it disappointing and exacerbating that Jonathan Barfield was running against Sappho, believing that it would hurt Democrats' chances of holding the seat. WECT writes, no Republican challenger, however, has emerged. And with that, there is some rumblings and rumors online this morning. Nothing has been confirmed, nothing official that I have been able to gather, that current County Commissioner Dane Scalise is potentially eyeing a run for this mayoral race in the city of Wilmington with two Democrats in the race. It would be a very interesting situation to watch unfold with two Democrats and a Republican. Now, the reality is very simple. The math within the city of Wilmington is tough for Republicans. It is an area that is significantly more blue than red. But I would imagine inside the Scalise camp this morning, discussions are going on about with Jonathan Barfield and Bill Sappho potentially splitting that Democrat vote, as you know, in many cases, both of them are well-liked individuals, that this does open the door for a strong Republican candidate to come forward. And that the rumor circulating online last night could seemingly have some truth to it. It's again, I've not been able to verify or see anything official, but that is what some of the rumblings and rumors are online. I'll note that this is still a pretty lengthy process that can unfold. Candidate filing is open for another 10 days. Runs all the way through next Friday. That is July the 18th. I believe it closes at noon on the 18th. So all of the various candidates and all of our local municipalities will have to have their official paperwork filed and go through that process at the New Hanover County Board of Elections by noon, I believe, coming up next Friday. So this is going to be an interesting thing to watch. Does a Republican get into this race? Is it somebody like County Commissioner Dane Scalise or another Republican candidate attempting to split up that vote and take advantage of two very powerful and very strong Democrats running for one seat as the mayor for the city of Wilmington? It is set to be an interesting process. I'll keep an eye on social media, continue to work my contacts to see if we can get any confirmation and hear how that process is unfolding. But really turning our attention back to what's going to go on with the Democrat Party, I suspect it's going to be a disaster. You have got a party now, locally, that has snubbed an incumbent, current Mayor Pro Tem and Clifford Barnett. They're backing three individuals who have never won successfully in a race for public office. Cassidy Santaguita has run and lost before. The two other individuals, I couldn't find any evidence that they have run for public office in the past. They don't seem to have any track record on that. So they snub an incumbent. They back Mayor Bill Sappho, which makes logical sense. But then you've got Jonathan Barfield kind of on the outside calling the Democrat Party racist, claiming it's equivalent to 1898. And this huge amount of infighting that is going on right now within the local Democrat Party. And this, you know, as I talk about that rumor of Commissioner Dane Scalise throwing his hat into the race for mayor, you know, this very much could open the door with significant Democrat party infighting for a Republican to squeak in there and take over the gubernatorial seat, which has not happened in well over 25 years that there's been a Republican mayor within the city of Wilmington. So it is going to be an interesting process from that side. I would imagine that the infighting, the ratcheting up of rhetoric and some of the pressure within the Democrat Party is likely to continue and persist as this process folds out, because this is why it's important, especially again for these nonpartisan municipal elections. There are no R's, there are no D's next to these individuals' names. So what you're going to watch, and for those that live in the city of Wilmington and have voted in the past, when you show up to vote, you have volunteers from the Republican Party and the Democrat Party handing out what they call a sample ballot. They're candidates of choice that they want you to support. They'll come up to you and say, hey, are you interested in a Republican ballot? Or are you interested in a Democrat ballot? And it has those candidates pre-selected. So if you are somebody that is not strongly backing one candidate or the other, but happens to lean to the left or lean to the right, you're likely to pick up that Republican or Democrat sample ballot, take it into the voting booth, and check the candidates that they have said, these are our candidates that we're supporting. And that's why this is so important, or one of the reasons why this is so important in these municipal races, because unless you have done research and know the candidates' names and know their political affiliation, when you get in there on election day and look at the ballot, right? This is what the ballot's going to look like. Obviously, this is the 2023 election cycle, but you'll notice that that party field is blank. Right, you'll notice that there is not any names or not any D's, R's, or I's listed next to these candidates that ran in 2023. So the sample ballot is a huge piece and a huge portion of this. You've also got the volunteer efforts that unfold through the county Democrat and the county Republican Party. The candidates like Clifford Barnett and Jonathan Barfield Jr., who did not receive support from the local Democrat Party, there's not going to be any door knocking on their behalf from the county party. There's not going to be any text messages. There's not going to be any phone calls, no billboards, none of the party apparatus, which is so helpful, especially in these races where it is challenging to raise money. The vote totals are incredibly small. And the fact of the matter is most individuals don't really follow. I mean, you're looking at 21,000 people voting in the city of Wilmington election last go around. There's more than 100,000 people, there'll be even more this time, eligible to vote, and only about 21% of them actually showed up. So it's low turnout. Obviously, what you've got and what you just had happen in November, there's probably still a lot of hangover, a lot of disconnection from politics, specifically for those on the Democrat side of the political aisle that feel that there's, you know, no hope going forward and that the country is sinking into the ocean and that Republicans are destroying democracy. These individuals have locked themselves in padded cells and in padded rooms so that they don't have a complete and total mental breakdown. So it's going to be interesting to watch all of this unfold. Could this be some sort of, I don't want to call it a precursor, but could there be some insight that is drawn from this election as it relates and as we work towards the midterm elections, of course, which will be coming up next year in 2026? A lot at stake, again, for Republicans. They got swept in 2023. You've got an incumbent in City Councilman Luke Waddell, who has announced he is running for re-election. You've got Richard Collier, another Republican, announcing, and potentially the rumors, at least unfolding this morning, that current County Commissioner Dane Scalise could be eyeing a run for mayor as well. That would be a very strong ticket for local Republicans. And again, all of this on the heels of Democrat infighting and the Democrat frustration unfolding months before the election even begins to take place. So this is going to be an interesting thing to watch. One of the things I love talking about, whether it was on the radio here in Wilmington or now here on the Nick Craig Show, is keeping you up to date with these local elections, watching these kind of local, this local drama, these local controversies play out, because they do, in fact, have a very, very significant impact. So it's something that we'll keep an eye on. I'll be watching candidate filing throughout the next week and a half or so. Obviously, if a Republican mayoral candidate gets in, we'll dive into those details. And after candidate filing is all said and done, we'll go through the list, we'll look at all the candidates, and begin the trek towards November of this year for the city of Wilmington election and some of our municipalities as well, Wrightsville Beach, Carolina Beach, and Curie Beach. We're getting some comments in on our Rumble live chat this morning, one of our locations that we stream live each and every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Nick, were the past Democrat Party more partisan or were they influenced by their donors? New Democratic leadership is more woke and against President Trump's aggressive policies. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at local partisan politics, which is what this is, right? This was the local New Hanover County Democrat Party led by attorney Jill Hotman leading this straw poll effort and working this process through that we were just talking about. I don't know that it's influenced by donors as much because the money, again, is relatively small in the grand scheme of things. Could there be some financial influence there? Sure. I mean, I don't think that that's completely beyond the realm of possibility. But I think you're looking at a Democrat Party in general, as you know, now taking ourselves away from New Hanover County and looking at the Democrat Party nationally, you are looking at a party that I continue to believe is struggling with an identity problem. They have spent the last decade or so calling Trump, you know, evil orange man bad. They have spent the last 10 years trying to convince tens of millions of American people that Donald Trump is destroying the Constitution, is destroying the democracy, is a threat to your everyday life. And for them, unfortunately, they haven't been able to do it with a whole hell of a lot of success. I mean, the president had a slam dunk victory in November of last year. And I think in large part, that was due to the lack of ideas and the lack of enthusiasm for Democrats. They had a crappy candidate at the top of the ticket in Kamala Harris. Voters really did not support her. They were not excited about her because she's not an exciting individual. Her track record as the attorney general in California is atrocious for many progressive Democrats. And it's a party that is now, as I have documented well, is, I believe, going through some sort of civil war where you've got these far left progressive wings that are attempting to completely seize power and seize control. You've got the more moderate, sane, and yes, there are plenty, moderate, sane Democrats that understand that if the party messaging and the party platform goes over to the BLM, Antifa, all of these weird social groups on the left, if the party platform shifts too heavily over there, that Democrat Party is completely screwed. I mean, if BLM and Antifa and pro-Palestine and all of these fringe groups on the left are able to seize any significant power or authority or even influence within the Democrat Party and shift the message further and further to the left, that completely opens the door for Republicans to slam dunk elections. And so that's the power struggle that's going on right now. You've got these far left progressives that want to control the party, and you've got moderate Democrats that are saying, and even more left-leaning Democrats that aren't flaming progressives that are saying, guys, we got to pump the brakes here. The American people are not in favor of these insane progressive policies. The vast majority of the American people are not signing on to these weird social justice causes that you guys are trying to push. Right? We have got to take a step back and just make sure that we don't push our platform so far to the left that Republicans look like they're the only sane people in the room. That's what the Democrats are struggling with right now. As it relates to local elections, it's a little hard to tell because the issues in local elections are so vastly different. And I want to get into those because I think it's kind of important to walk through why some of the national Democrat stuff isn't always relevant locally. And so I want to get into those details. We'll get into those coming up here in just a few minutes, as well as your comments as well this morning on Rumble X and YouTube Live. Before we get into any of that, I want to thank the Law Group and tell you about them. When legal challenges arise, make sure you put your trust in the Law Group right here in Wilmington. Since 2003, their experienced attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across the eastern half of our state. Whether you're facing a divorce and navigating real estate transactions, or maybe you're in a position that you need a strong defense, the Law Group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved promptly. Great news, they're located in downtown Wilmington and just a phone call away at 910-251-6088, or you can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. That's 910-251-6088, or their website, lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication you can rely on. Coming up next week, 5 years ago, I used the Law Group when I went through the real estate transaction of purchasing my house. A phenomenal experience with the folks over at the Law Group. Again, visit them online, lawgroupnc.com, or give them a call, 910-251-6088. We appreciate their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. On the other side, we'll continue with this discussion of municipal elections and some of the key differences and some of the key issues between, you know, national elections, Democrats versus Republicans, versus local elections, Democrats and Republicans. We'll continue that as the Nick Craig Show rolls on live on a Tuesday morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome back to the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. We're discussing municipal elections this morning, and particularly setting our eye on the city of Wilmington and those elections that are going to be taking place. Of course, you've got a mayoral race up, Bill Saffo running for re-election, former County Commissioner Jonathan Barfield Jr. running against him, two Democrats there, and three open seats on the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners. And before the break, we were discussing, you know, the Democrat Party. And it's important to note that for these local elections, again, because the vote totals are so small, you're talking about literally, at this case, 8,075 votes winning Kevin Spears his re-election in November of 2023, the issues are vastly different. Now, if you know, I'm not trying to give advice to the local Democrat Party. I need to be careful with what I'm saying. But you're not going to see a lot of national discussion stuff, I believe. It would be a strong, I think it would be a huge miscalculation for local Democrats running in the city council election to try to bring national issues into the city of Wilmington. Because the reality is that stuff's just not important. When you look at the local issues, it's crime. Locally, it's building. It's infrastructure. It's things of that nature that actually are the top issues, right? It's because it's things that the city of Wilmington can actually have control over. They don't have control over the road, the vast majority of the road networks throughout our area. That stuff is all owned and maintained by DOT. Now, you might have some conversation over the Cape Fear Memorial Bridge, even though the city of Wilmington doesn't really have a whole hell of a lot to do with that. All of that funding is going to have to come from either DOT or the federal government. That might be an issue. So you'll see something like that. But it's primarily going to focus on what many describe as overdevelopment, clogged roadways, crime, infrastructure, things of that nature. That's where the main focus is for these local elections. And I would imagine that if Democrats try and bring in Trump and try and bring in Republicans doing this and that, it just doesn't work because, again, there's no R's and there's no D's next to these people's names. They're not hardcore partisans. Now, they may have hardcore partisan tendencies, but they're not running. You will not see many of them running as, hi, I'm Joe Schmo. I am the Democrat running for city council. You just don't hear that in these municipal elections. So for local Democrats, at least what I've experienced in these past couple of election cycles, when you talk about, you know, candidates actually talking about the issues, it happens in local races, right? When you go up to Senate, you go up to the House and the president and some of these higher level offices, they talk about a variety of issues, many of which they not that they don't have control over, but they're not huge things that they control. Versus when you look at again, local races, county commission, city of Wilmington, our beach municipalities, Curie, Caroline, and Wrightsville. You look at those areas, those local officials have an incredible amount of influence and an incredible amount of impact over what actually happens in those communities. So I would suspect that crime is probably going to be a major topic. Development is going to be a major discussion. We saw that play out in 2023. There was a huge, more anti-development push within the city council, as many folks are find themselves incredibly frustrated with all of the new apartments and condo and duplex and multifamily housing units that are sprouting up throughout the city of Wilmington and New Hanover County. That's a big discussion. Some of those big issues are probably what's going to rise to the top for these local candidates. And I don't really think that you're going to see national discussions of Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and the border. I don't know that those are going to be cornerstones of either side's campaigns because it's just not relevant. There's very little impact or very little influence that can happen with those issues. Again, you're running for city council or the mayor of a relatively small municipality in the state of North Carolina. So I'm not sure how much of that national stuff is going to bleed in. If Democrats were smart, they wouldn't bring it up at all. Now, that also comes at the flip side of that coin is that there's an attempt to re-engage, an attempt to use the frustration and anger felt by many Democrats right now as to what's happening at the federal level. Democrats are antsy. They want, they want solutions. They want answers. They have been told by the mainstream media that the world is coming to an end, that everything is collapsing right in front of their very eyes, and they are looking for somebody to console them on their Trump derangement syndrome or many of the other conditions that they suffer from. So it's kind of a catch-22. You don't want to bring the national issues in because you have absolutely no influence or control or impact over them. But at the same time, you do want to try and get these engaged Democrat voters and turn them out. So that's going to be an interesting thing to watch. I'm going to be very curious to see what some of the messaging is from these Democrat candidates that have already announced that they are going to be running for these elections and see if they keep it 100% focused on the local municipality, or if they try and make it a different discussion and they try and use what's going on at the national level for an attempt to surge some voters, to surge some individuals out to their area. I mean, just for an example, looking at Cassidy Santaguida's website, this is her priorities that she's got listed. Sustainable growth, talking about that. Workforce development, traffic and transit, right? Those are her three priorities. Those are her three big issues that she's got listed on her website. Right, there's no discussion of Trump. There's no discussion of ending our democracy. There's no discussion of SNAP benefits and Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. This stuff just doesn't really bubble up in these local elections. So at least from Cassidy's standpoint, that's the only website that I've got pulled up in front of me this morning. It doesn't appear that she's going to be focusing on some of those national issues. And as is noted in our Rumble chat, those are good priorities. Exactly. And this is what I find so incredibly frustrating about local elections. You've got a form of government in the city of Wilmington, where every single one of these candidates, and there could be as many as 7 or 8 candidates running for city council for 3 seats between Democrats and Republicans. You're going to have 7, 8 candidates there, and then another 2, maybe 3 mayoral candidates running. You're going to have potentially close to a dozen people running for 4 open seats. They're all going to be talking about very important local issues, workforce development, infrastructure, crime, public safety, all of these things that people care about. And when you look at the end result, when you look at the numbers, you will find that less than about 20% of people are actually going to show up and vote. It's so incredibly frustrating to look at these numbers from the State Board of Elections and see that not more than 21% of people could bother to get out in 2023 and vote. It's an incredibly frustrating thing to look at, right? Because everybody, you know, loves to complain about crime. They complain about the economy. Oh, there's no jobs in Wilmington. There's too many apartment complexes. There's not enough single family this. The roads suck. This is terrible. This, that, and the other. Yet 21,000 people out of more than 100,000 showed up in November of 2023. And it's because generally people are just not engaged in politics. And this is something that you've heard me, many of you that have followed me for years, have heard me talk about ad nauseum. People say that they're engaged. They want to think that they're engaged. They may talk about issues like they're engaged. But when rubber meets the road and there's an opportunity to actually show up and vote, they don't. And this is incredibly important for Republicans, registered Republicans or right-leaning unaffiliated voters that live in the city limits of Wilmington. I know it's a blue dot. I get it. There's more Democrats than Republicans. I'm not going to argue that fact. But if Republicans turn out in even any significant number, there is a very strong possibility that Republicans deliver two city council seats and potentially a Republican mayoral seat if a candidate gets in. That is not beyond the realm of possibility. Again, we're talking about between 7 and 9,000 votes. We're not talking about having 40,000 or 50,000 people show up. We're talking about getting 8 or 9,000 votes to get yourself a seat on the city council or the mayoral position here in the city of Wilmington. It's not impossible. It is not a task that is completely beyond the realm of possibility. It's not something that is reality is stretched so thin that it's not feasible or practical. The numbers are here. It is very, very practical. It is very, very realistic that a Republican, multiple Republicans, can win on the city council and potentially deliver a mayoral race and a mayoral victory. But it's incumbent on people to show up. It's incumbent on individuals to get engaged, to know the issues, know the candidates, and be able to talk to their coworkers, talk to their friends, talk to their neighbors, those that are right-leaning unaffiliated or registered Republicans, and get those people out to vote. It's so incredibly important. And again, you're looking at such small numbers for these races. You're looking at such small numbers for some of these contests when you look at the city of Wilmington. I mean, Bill Saffo, who again ran unopposed back in 2023, received 12,000 votes. That was a single man contest. He received 12,000 votes. Nobody else running. Then you had a little over 1,100 write-ins, of which I will note, proud to pull this up once again this morning, the great people of Wilmington, 46 of them writing in yours truly for mayor in 2023. I will note one more time that I am not a resident of the city of Wilmington. I am not eligible to be mayor. So I would not encourage you to write me in or encourage me to run. I am ineligible for the contest, but nevertheless, your support in me and giving me 46 write-in votes is still greatly appreciated. But again, just look at these numbers. They're so incredibly small. With a three-way mayoral race, you could be talking about getting 6,000-7,000 votes to become the mayor in the city of Wilmington. That's it. That's a very doable number for Republicans. We'll keep a close eye on that. We'll try and get in touch with some of our contacts over at the New Hanover County Republican Party, see what kind of efforts they're going to have going on as we get closer to this election cycle. We'll continue to watch candidate filing and, of course, keep a very close eye on that rumor popping up on social media over the last couple of days that current New Hanover County Commissioner Dane Scalise could be potentially eyeing a run for mayor in the city of Wilmington. which would could be a very lucrative position and spot, with two Democrats, Bill Sappho and Jonathan Barfield Jr., both running as Democrats, could very well open the door for a Republican to squeeze out a victory there. We'll keep an eye on all of those details. We'll watch it over the next 10 days right here on the Nick Craig Show. That's going to do it for a Tuesday edition. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning live on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Appreciate the Law Group for their continued support. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call at 910-251-6088. We're back tomorrow morning live on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great Tuesday.